This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is shock across Canada after yesterday's killing of four officers with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. It's been 120 years since so many Canadian police were killed at one time. The murders happened on a farm in the small town of Mayerthorpe, Alberta. The Mounties were responding to a report of stolen property, but the call turned into an investigation of a marijuana-growing operation. The suspected gunman lived on the farm and was also found dead on the scene. The officers had entered a large metal shed, or Quonset hut. James Hees of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation tells us when two other officers arrived at the scene, they heard shots and tried to contact the officers inside.
They started trying to radio them on their police radios, and they did not respond. Whenever this happens, that's deemed to be a very serious situation. Two emergency response teams were called in, one from Edmonton, one from Red Deer. These are tantamount to your SWAT teams in the United States, and they surrounded the Quonset, and for the next 5 hours or so, they stayed put. They did not rush the Quonset until just after 2 o'clock when the persons in charge of the SWAT teams decided it was time.
This is a very small community. This has to be a huge toll taken on a very small town.
Yes, these officers, there were 8 officers stationed there. Now 3 from Mayerthorpe are dead and 1 from Whitecourt, a neighboring community. And they all know each other. These officers, as neighbors told me, are not only police officers, but they're part of the community. They coach the hockey teams and the soccer teams and baseball teams. I talked to one young girl, a 12-year-old girl, who had heard that one of the officers had been shot. And, her coach is an officer and then was quite relieved when she found out it wasn't. But she says it affected the whole community. That she says they locked the school down when this happened. And they're really integral parts of the community. And in that small community, they will be missed.
The suspect in the shooting, James Roscoe, it's now coming out. Neighbors have called him a walking time bomb. His own father has referred to him as a wicked devil transformed mm-hmm. by marijuana and bad influences. Are there questions being raised about whether the officers knew what they were getting into, who might be on the property?
Well, they only had handguns with them, and the person who shot them apparently had a high-powered rifle. But they were going to a scene that was quite different from what evolved. According to the police, they say that they were just going there to secure an area where they knew stolen property was and somehow developed into what we know today. So they were not really expecting anything of this magnitude when they went to that farm.
What have authorities there in Edmonton had to say about the suspect himself, any ties he might have to other groups? We've talked in the past on this program about the possibility of organized crime running some of the larger growing operations in Canada.
No, they haven't said anything about organized crime. They alluded to it but said that it wasn't a part of this case. But certainly the dangers are in the back of their minds now. And I think what you'll see is when people find grow operations like this, they'll be much more careful, probably more heavily armed, because Jim Roscoe has this reputation as a nutcase who hated police officers. Friends now say that if he ever got into a confrontation with police officers, would shoot them and then kill himself. So he was obviously a dangerous person, and I think they'll be linking dangerous people with grow operations in the future.
James Hees, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
James Hees is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. He spoke with us from Edmonton, Alberta.